And now we've seen that when the community really comes together, we get to crowdsource in some pretty amazing ways. And so this community, we're finding the best practices from communities all over the world, pulling them together, helping them help everybody know about it. And then that's really what brings it together. So we're finding those strengths from all over, pulling them together and making them available to every community. And we're finding it's actually a world of abundance. Yeah. That if you can give your idea and trust your community will return it tenfold, so much better than you ever had it, or if you just had were thinking about it individually.
Welcome back to the Camp House Podcast. You know, today is our second episode previewing Startup Week for next week. And so on Tuesday, we released an episode with Stephanie Hayes of the Lamppost Group, kind of as a general overview of Startup Week and some of the highlights throughout the week. And today, we actually have special guests Enoch Elwell and Will Joseph of Co-Starters here to specifically talk about the Co-Starters Summit. So we're going to be discussing what is Co-Starters and some of the specific events that they have in conjunction with Startup Week that are, again, open to the public, open to anybody who wants to be a part of them. So I hope you enjoyed this second preview of all the events that are going to happen next week. And again, I really hope that this inspires you to come out to some of these events and check out Startup Week for yourself. This is the Camp House Podcast, and I am your host, Matt Busby. All right, well, welcome back to the podcast, guys. So today is actually a very special episode. Instead of a normal interview, we're actually previewing Startup Week, which is the first full week of October, from October 3rd through October 7th. And with me today in the studio, we have Enoch Elwell of Co-Starters.
Hey.
And Will Joseph of Co-Starters.
Howdy.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Well, in Chattanooga, you really can't talk about Startup Week without talking about Co-Starters Summit. And I think for as long as Startup Week has existed, you guys have ran a Co-Starters Summit. And, you know, before we really talk about the summit this year, tell us a little bit about Co-Starters first. What is Co-Starters?
So Co-Starters is a network of community leaders who are all helping their local region become a better place through business, through entrepreneurship. And so the primary vehicle for that is a 9-week cohort-based program that many of you in Chattanooga are probably familiar with, where people who have ideas get together, help each other figure out those ideas, and get unstuck in pursuing their business dreams. And the idea is really to bring together the community of support that's so often missing in pursuing ideas. You could almost say AA for entrepreneurs. And at the same time, taking all the best startup stuff, all the great resources that are out there, taking out the MBA speak and just making those tools and resources accessible to regular people to make their businesses thrive.
Yeah, so Will, so this is kind of a curriculum-based program where you really take people through the nuts and bolts of entrepreneurship. If you what you guys want is essentially for people to come to you with ideas who like, hey, I've got this idea, I've had this idea for a while, I have no idea where to go from here. And that's where Co-Starters comes in, correct?
Right. We help the community builders and the people who really care about the city turn around and help those entrepreneurs think through their model and figure out whether or not it's actually worth pursuing.
In many cities, there's a pretty significant gap. There are those high growth, you know, high tech entrepreneur resources, accelerators and investment funds, whatever. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you have your traditional business support resources. And there's a pretty significant gap between those two. People who maybe think they have something that's high growth but doesn't make the cut. Or maybe someone who's just a little different, they're a little creative, they just don't fit the mold of the existing business community, and they're all wandering around stuck and frustrated just looking for someone to give them a hug. So that's where Co-Starters comes in.
Well, okay, yeah, so you started as this cohort model that's taking basically people and entrepreneurs who have an idea, you're taking them through a curriculum that teaches them how to start their business, kind of like what are the pitfalls of starting a business, what are the things you need to be looking for, especially when it comes to marketing and that sort of thing. And, you know, let's just start with here in Chattanooga. How many businesses in Chattanoooga have gone through your program? Or it's not just businesses, it's people who have an idea. It could be, you know, I know you guys have a social enterprise, a social entrepreneurship arm as well. So how many different ideas, let's put it that way, how many different ideas have come through Co-Starters just here in Chattanooga?
So it's kind of hard to keep track. It's all moving so fast. There's lots of different organizations that use the Co-Starters model. So it's been hundreds over the years. Just in Tennessee, over 1,000 people have used this program to help get unstuck with their ideas. That does bring up a good point, though. The way CoStarters is working now, it started as just a program that we ran inside of the company lab, and it was achieving some great success. So other organizations said, hey, we want to run this too. So we started kind of sharing the model, you could say a loose sort of franchise, to the point where there were 7 different organizations in Chattanooga using CoStarters, that model for their own work. And then now there are over 70 locations all around the world that are using that same model. And so it's a little bit hard to keep track of what everybody does with it. We're working on that. But it's been neat to see that model kind of grow and scale and impact not just Chattanooga, but other communities around the country as well.
And you'd be amazed at how many classes happen each year just in Chattanooga alone. As Enoch said, there were up to 7 different organizations. And we've been going now for a couple of years, and we haven't exhausted the demand, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
For a city this size.
Yeah.
That's over 100 new ideas every year that are being accelerated.
Well, yeah, so the fact that this has been so successful and that you guys have had so many people kind of come through this, it actually does lead into this conversation about the CoStarter Summit here with Startup Week. Because what you guys have done is not just help people get their ideas off the ground at this point, you know, because this has grown so much within Chattanooga and all across the country and even in the world. Like, I know you guys have a significant operation in New Zealand now with CoStarters running there. Essentially, you guys have created this incredible network just through people who have gone through your program. And so you have this pretty robust network throughout the country at this point, correct?
So that's been an interesting thing. And I was trying to tee that up when you asked what is CoStarters. We're a little bit in a crisis of explaining who we are.
Yeah.
We started with this 9-week program, right? And that was CoStarters, the program. And then we realized that these community leaders, there's hundreds of them now all over the world that are using CoStarters, but they're doing a lot more than just that. They're trying to make their community awesome. And they're looking for all the best tools and resources and support to do that. CoStarters is just one piece. We think it's a great piece. They do too. But there's a whole lot more to the story. And so we realized that really what CoStarters is this network of community leaders. That's the core, that's the soul of our organization and of the movement that's starting to happen. It's all these people, mostly in smaller communities, who have a vision for seeing their community change, and they believe they can see their community transform through business. So they're looking for the best tools, support, resources, friends, and we try to help accelerate those connections.
And for so long in the entrepreneurial community, it's felt like it's been on the individual. So you as the individual, when you had an idea, you had to figure it out, and you had to get all the resources together, and you had to protect your idea and your money from everyone else because they were out to steal it. And now we've seen that when the community really comes together, we get to crowdsource in some pretty amazing ways. And so this community, we're finding the best practices from communities all over the world, pulling them together, helping them help everybody know about it. And then that's really what brings it together. So we're finding those strengths from all over, pulling them together and making them available to every community. And we're finding it's actually a world of abundance.
Yeah.
That if you can give your idea and trust your community will return it tenfold, so much better than you ever had it, or if you just were thinking about it individually.
Yeah, and it sounds like the other thing, you know, one of the big barriers to opportunity, no matter where you are, is networks. You know, I think everybody always underplays the role of a network in the opportunities they have before them. And it sounds like is CoStarters is really a model that can help break barriers within communities to kind of expand that network to create opportunities for people who otherwise wouldn't have them.
Yeah, okay. we're seeing communities without a lot of social capital or individuals without a lot of social capital come in. And then every other community that's a part of the CoStarters network share their social capital so that what the strengths of one community can benefit the weaknesses of another and vice versa. And so hopefully across big cities, small cities, you know, different neighborhoods within different cities, we can see the best aspects of each be shared to the community.
Well, so that brings us to the summit now. What is the CoStarters Summit? How does that play into? I know it's one of the biggest events of your guys' entire year. What are you trying to accomplish with the summit, and why are you doing it during Startup Week?
So the summit is an opportunity for all these people who are doing incredible work in their local communities to come together and one, just be encouraged. And then two, to find what other people are doing well and fill in the gaps in their local community. And so the model of the summit is pretty unstructured, you could say, but there's a sneaky plan behind it all. So we have curated conversations, which is groups of people who are all stuck around the same thing. They can get together, share their stories, cry a little bit, whatever they need to do, and at least have a better understanding of the problem. And usually they can work through it a little bit too, right? That's led by someone who has some experience there who keeps the conversation on track, so it's actually, valuable. So then we have workshops, and those are very practical. That's where someone's developed a model that has helped get their community from point A to point B with real success, and they've actually scaled that model to other communities and seen it work in multiple contexts. And so the workshops are where people who have a need in their community can hear from someone who's address that need at scale and actually take the first steps toward adopting that model in their own community. So that's the workshop model. Then we have a keynote speaker on occasion who is more inspiration. Then we have a lot of unstructured time where people just spend time with each other developing relationships that then help their communities down the road. So that's the purpose of the summit. The reason for doing it during Startup Week is Chattanooga has a really awesome story. And a lot of the work that people are trying to do in their community is so that one day they can have a Startup Week like Chattanooga's. They can have this thriving community where everybody's doing all kinds of amazing stuff and you're overwhelmed by the awesomeness that's going on, right? So to have the Co-Starter Summit be during Startup Week is an opportunity to give people a little bit of a glimpse of what hopefully a healthy ecosystem looks like. Right. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because there's all these great things going on that you can't do them all. But at the very least, people who come into Chattanooga can see what's happening and see how incredible it is, be inspired. And we're totally cool if they want to go hang out for another day or a couple of days and, take in all the rest of Startup Week. That's another thing that we hope is possible because of the conjunction of those events.
Yeah, hopefully they're seeing a healthy ecosystem in both places. One from Chattanooga, which is just kind of an awesome launching pad here. But also at the summit, it's kind of our capstone event for the network. And realistically, I mean, we're not subject matter experts. We don't know what's right for every community. We're enjoying the ride as much as everyone else, but what we're doing in this event, we pull co-starters out of it almost as much as we can. So it's not focused on co-starters. Yes, that's why everybody's there, but really we're there to talk about and celebrate and learn what's working in each community. And so it's the community helping the community, not co-starters teaching everybody the right way to go. And that's a lot of what's happening in Chattanooga as well.
Yeah.
We're celebrating the good things that we're seeing happening and sharing those with each other.
Yeah. How many people do you guys have come from out of town for this event?
So over the past few years, we've had a few hundred people come from all over. This year, we're really excited to see a group coming from New Zealand representing that community there.
Yeah.
Where we've got people coming from Silicon Valley, from Boston, from all over the Midwest. So quite a spread.
And it's not just location. I mean, we've got artists coming, we've got businessmen coming, we've got people from rural communities, the middle of, the biggest urban areas in the country, all different races, all different. It's a pretty cool group.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say this several times throughout this episode. I probably already did say it, but the first weekend of October through the first 10 days of October are literally the busiest days in Chattanooga. It's incredible. We start off with Three Sisters Bluegrass Festival, and then immediately it kicks into the River Rocks Festival and Startup Week and Co-Starter Summit. I mean, it's crazy, and if you ever have friends and family who want to come to Chattanooga, see how awesome this place is, not just for its natural beauty and for all the things you can do any time of the year, but just to see the incredible businesses, programming, culture of our city, then this is the time to do it.
Make your hotel reservation now.
Well, Startup Week is going to be October 3rd through the 7th, and is Co-Starters running the entire week? Is the summit itself actually going throughout the entire week, or are you guys only just a couple days during the week? How's that working?
So the summit is October 5th through 7th, so it starts Wednesday and ends Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Of course, we encourage people to come for the entire week and take advantage of all the things.
Yeah, why not? Well, go ahead and walk me through the summit at this point. You know, so starting on Wednesday, you know, walk me through each day and kind of what you guys have planned on the summit side. Now, obviously, like you said, there's tons of stuff going on throughout the city with Startup Week, but specifically your programming.
Sure. So in many ways, we're trying to get people to kind of integrate into what's going on during that week. So we layer in with some of the events that are even part of the Startup Week. So Wednesday, we encourage people to come when they can, take advantage of some of the morning events going on, like 1 Million Cups. 1 Million Cups is one of the models that that other cities have been adopting at our recommendation, and that's part of what the summit's about, finding good models to adopt. And so we figured what better way to test fit a model than to experience one in another city and see how it works. So that's an example of some of the things that people can plug in with. We also encourage people to just explore the city and hang out, and so we give them some fun ways to do that. And then we really kick off with our evening event. We do this every year called Chattanooga Soup. This is something that's open to everybody. We'd love for everyone to show up for this. And that is 5 o'clock at the Bessie Smith Hall downtown Wednesday night, October 5th. It's a community dinner. You show up, put $5 in a pot at the door, you get soup and bread and salad and all that kind of stuff. And then 3 or 4 people present different things they're working on, different projects or programs or little micro businesses that make the community a better place. And during the course of your meal, you get to vote on the idea that you think is best. Well, at the end of that night, all the cash that people put in at the door when they showed up gets tallied up and goes to the person who received the most votes, and they get a little micro grant of, say, $500,000 to get started on their way and making that idea happen.
That's great. So that's Wednesday, right?
That's Wednesday night. One thing I want to say about that, when we first did that, we did that for our first summit 3 years ago, and since then, 2 other communities have adopted that model and seen incredible success. Just dozens of businesses launched and thousands of dollars given just through that little spark. So yeah, we're excited to see what comes out of that this year.
And just to highlight, that's not our model. We didn't come up with that. We found that one, and just that's the community working together, as we said. And that event is fun because you have dinner together, and you're listening to a couple of different pitches, and it's available to people, you know, as long as you can pay $5, you can come in and participate. And so we want everybody there, doctors down to, you know, whoever can come in, we'd love to see it.
Cool. So wrapping up Wednesday night is our partner organization and good friends launch Chattanooga's Startup Showdown at 7:30 at the Camp House. And that's part of the main schedule for Startup Week as well. That wraps up Wednesday. Thursday, we have a bunch of other events going on, and really I won't read through all of them here, but we have different people.
Where can people look up your specific events?
Yes. Yeah, so all this information is listed on our website, which is costarters.co/summit. So it's just costarters.co/summit, and you can see all the details there. Anyway, Thursday's getting more into the you know, rolling up your sleeves and doing some work. So we've got a lot of those workshops on different models that are helpful for communities. We have curated conversations around different topics around you know, building a more inclusive community for everyone. What's really neat is a lot of the people who we're working with, that's kind of where they're starting from. Their goal is to build community through business. And that's a fun place to be because so many business resources are focused on, you know, starting with the venture capital dollars and building deal flow for money, right? Yeah. And to flip that around and to start with the grassroots bleeding hearts and help them figure things out, that's really fun for us. So so Thursday all day is really around those types of smaller breakout events that are really valuable around adopting new models. Again, you can find those on our website.
Now, are those events open to the public, or do you have to register for those? How does that work?
Yeah, so Chattanooga, we love to engage our local community here. So there is a way you can register for the event, which is costarters.co/summit. You don't have to pay, if that's what you're asking. We would ask that you register. But that's a pay what you want type deal.
So you can pay if you would like to.
You can pay.
We won't turn you down.
And so all of these events, yes, Anybody is welcome. It is focused toward people who are working at, trying to build their community through business. So that's kind of the target. But we'd love anybody who would find value out of that to show up. We would ask that you register. Anyway, so those events are on our website. You can see those there. All of our larger evening events, though, just show up. That's great. So we end Thursday night with Pecha Kucha at 5:20. And this is to be announced, but it might be in a very unusual location. We'll leave it at that.
Ooh.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with Pecha Kucha, it's a really fun event. People share stories, and that's about it. And they have in a very structured way that forces some crazy creativity. So it's a lot of fun. I'll leave it at that. It needs to be experienced. And at 5:20 on Thursday night, October 6th, you could experience it too. That's also on the main Startup Week schedule. And the evening wraps up with the Chattanooga Startup Awards, which is one of the big events of the summit where everybody comes together, both from the Co-Starter Summit and from Chattanooga Startup Week, and has a big celebration of all the good stuff going on in Chattanooga.
And then really, so Startup Week doesn't end Thursday night with the awards. You guys actually have, there's actually a lot of stuff happening in Startup Week on Friday as well, and for the Co-Starter Summit, correct?
Absolutely. So sorry, that was just the end of the night, right? So get up Friday, start all over again. The big thing on Friday, we have some more of those sessions, which you can find on the website, but we're wrapping up with a pretty special event, a lunch keynote speaker at 1:30 with Jared Kleinhart. And kind of neat story because he was one of the Teal Fellows, and so came to Chattanooga a few years ago for that program, developed some relationships here, went off, did some big things, got all kinds of accolades as a leader in what it means to be a millennial and kind of a leading voice in that. Wrote a few books about that, New York Times bestseller, all that kind of stuff, right? And now he's coming back to Chattanooga to share some of the things that he's learned along the way, talking with different people who are doing some incredible things to change communities, working with different large brands and learning how to engage with communities. So he's going to be sharing some of the stories, what he's learned around how to engage well with your community, whether that's a business with your customer, whether that's a organization that's trying to just support a certain segment of a community. He's learned some things over the years, written about it, thought about it a lot, and he's coming back to share that, and that's going to be a really valuable time.
And that's going to be Friday.
Friday, 1:30 on the fourth floor of the library.
So, Will, what's the one event you're most excited about for Startup Week this year?
I think I always enjoy the soup. I mean, I said it earlier, but just watching the community come together.
Like the actual soup or the event itself?
That's good, too. If you sit in that room and just watch the community sit together and talk, that's my favorite part of the summit. I mean, the information is great. It's very helpful, and there's inspiration that is definitely coming from that perspective. But just getting to know the people, talking with them, hearing about different places, seeing it from different perspectives is my favorite part of all of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Enoch, what about you? What are you looking forward to at Startup Week this year?
So the heart of it all is the people. And so there's all kinds of great events, but I really think that the events, the value of the events is sparking conversations and connections between people. So I'm not looking forward to one event in particular, but the thing that I love the most is the space between those events where some conversation is had in a way that sparks this idea, right? And so everybody's walking out of that thing excited about something, and they're talking with each other, and new relationships are being formed, new projects are being sparked. And that's electric. It's incredible. So I'm looking forward to that the most.
Yeah, we're inundated with bad news, and just to get to really be inundated for a change with awesome things and good news and what people are doing, it's a very refreshing change of pace.
So one of the things that's really special about the Co-Starter Summit that I really hope that people in Chattanooga can connect into is we have a pretty incredible story here in Chattanooga. And I know we have this echo chamber of, Chattanooga way, and Chattanooga's awesome and best city ever and all that stuff. And I think living here, we feel a little like, we've heard that and we've got some problems that we got to work through. And that's, I get that. That's real. People from outside of Chattanooga, they are looking to us as this like symbol of hope and like this, I don't know. It's like we inspire them, which is pretty cool. And I know we've got a mess and we got to be real about that. And we've got to invite people to help us figure that out. But we are inspiring other cities. And what's cool about the summit is people are coming from these other communities to experience Chattanooga and to be inspired by Chattanooga. And that's a really cool thing. What I want to say, though, is it works the other way around, too. If we can engage these people who have their own stories that are inspiring, that have solved other problems that we haven't really even got our head around yet, that can be an extremely valuable opportunity to learn from them, to be inspired by them, to address the things that we haven't addressed well yet in our city. And so I really hope that anybody who's working to make Chattanooga a better place can come to the summit. Just drop in whenever you can, look up that schedule online and just hang out with some of these people. They're incredible people doing incredible work just like you guys. And it's a chance to be inspired by others and take some learnings from other communities. They're all coming here. They're flying here. And they're kind of leaving their gifts right on our doorstep. So I think it would be a sad thing for us not to engage with them while we can, since they'll be here anyway. So that's my hope.
And it's also worth saying just thanks to the city of Chattanooga. I mean, collaboration is so important. Everybody giving what they can, because everybody has something to give. And so Co-Starters as a model doesn't work unless that's happening. And I think you have to experience it to believe that it can. And it's been neat, even in some small ways and in some large ways, to have experienced that in Chattanooga. And so we've been able to believe that that can happen. And because of that, we're able to go and share a little bit of that, a little bit of our history, a little bit of the vision with communities around the world. And it's catching on. And so, you know, there's a lot of people to thank, but Chattanooga is one of them. And everybody doing their part has been instrumental to what we've seen happen.
Enoch and Will, thank you guys so much for being here and for what you guys are doing with Co-Starters.
Thank you. It's been a really great time.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Again, thank you so much to Enoch and Will for coming and sitting down with us to talk a little bit more about Co-Starters, a little bit more of their vision of networking and the kind of people they try and bring together to help solve issues and challenges within their communities around business and social entrepreneurship. And so again, if you can check out their website, costarters.co/summit, to see a lot of the events they're going to have running during Startup Week that you can be a part of. Or maybe you have an idea for a business and you've never known how to get it off the ground. I highly recommend you checking out Co-Starters, going through one of their programs, going through one of their curriculums, and it really lays out the landscape of entrepreneurship and how to start a business. So check them out. Again, it's co-starters.co. And if you want to see their events specifically, it's co-starters.co/summit. And as always, I want to thank the Lamppost Group for letting us record this episode in their studio. And you can always check them out at lamppostgroup.com. And thank you for being here. You can share this episode or any of our previous episodes about what's going on here in Chattanooga at our website, thecamphouse.com/podcast. So hopefully through these two episodes, you've been really inspired by Startup Week, some of the incredible events that are going to be happening, and you'll come out and join us for those. So thank you for being here. Have a great day.
Ha, 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 ha.